Service to our fighting men overseas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vince Vermeyer, creator of the style hepatica for the smile of health and Tuesday, the beforehand lotion, presents the Eddie Cantor Show. Unfortunately, Eddie Cantor is not here tonight. Now, I will carry on in his place.
If you please,
Oh, Mr. Sponsor, I'm just what you want, sir. I'm the guy you're thinking of. Now I know this can't have cost you lots of money, so I'll work for half his show. I'm twice as funny. I'm a hire a new man, and you'll settle a new man. Now's the time to hire me.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the signal to my team. Because he's
done
it just like Mr.
Cannon.
You
did?
Yeah. You'll get better.
Oh, stop,
man. Hey, you're still doing over Bing Crosby winning the Critics Award. Didn't think he should have won it.
No, really. Eddie got so mad the night Crosby got the award, he went right over to Bing's house and dared him to send one of his kids out to pop.
Oh, but Harry, he wouldn't fight one of Mr. Crosby's children.
And Ida looked so silly standing there wearing those costume clothes. Oh, no, take it from me, Nora. Eddie has never been so mad at anybody in his whole life.
You know, Harry, he's really strange. I know Mr. Tanner's not a great man, but still, I keep calling him a little ballroom downstairs.
What? Oh, that's where he is. Nora, this team was saving from himself. Come on, kids, let's get it.
Crosby, bartender, give me another drink.
I have had Tanner.
I don't care. Give it to me. You only got one case of coffee.
Hold on, wait.
I'm crazy about anything that's carbonated. I'm trying to develop a burst so I can seem like Crosby.
Papa, don't you think you're mad now?
Oh, listen, Wise. I remember I'm paying you a nickel a shot.
Oh, that's right.
But let's get this straight. When I serve you a Coca-Cola, I'm the guy who's supposed to run across the street and get the deposit back on the box. Stop complaining about money. I always leave a tip, don't I?
What are they? There's some more racing.
Yeah. Wait for Crosby's horse to come in and find out the track is enclosed.
Well, I'll pay him. And he does some pretty good acts.
Yeah, but who goes to see Crosby? There's the short stop. Who goes to see Cannon? People with long draws. All long, all long.
You're not being fair. You're mad just because he's...
I'm not. I'm telling you. I was great when I picked the show business. And just because he's an actor, I'm mad if he gets an award. I'm the man, so what did I ever get? Marjorie, Marilyn, Janet, Edna, and Natalie. Oh, but don't you think this? I admit it, of course.
Marjorie, Marilyn, Janet, Edna, and Natalie. In the past, now, the North, the East, the West, the Latin American countries, England, France,
and when you get to the Bronx, I've got it.
Hello, Mr. Cannon.
Hello, Harry. Nora, how are you, Leonard?
God, Mr. Cannon, in a bar room.
Boy, are you stinking? I'm at a fever drink. I'm talking about the things that are going on. Wait a minute.
Come on back.
What makes Crosby so popular? What's he got that I haven't got?
Maybe it's what you've got that he won't get for another 20 years.
Bartender, you keep on.
Every Wednesday night after our program, and Nora Martin sleeps in my dressing room, gets close to me and runs her hand in my hair.
Cigarettes from the balcony. What do you think the key to my success, sir?
Okay, but I think your father's had enough.
Who's father?
Never mind it, sir. Now, I'm your friend.
Remember Sal Hapatica. For a glassful of sparkling Sal Hapatica, taken them and quick, gentle relief usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day, waiting until night to take a rest. You take Sal Hapatica the minute you need it. And besides quick, gentle relief, Sal Hapatica gives you another effect. This kind of failure helps treat you, not just stomach. It helps you to reduce extra gas. So get a bottle of Sal Hapatica and keep it handy. Take it whenever you need it, morning, noon, or night. Remembering this caution is only as direct. Then see how much faster you feel better. Thanks to gentle Stephen Sarhapan.
Hey, Mr. Montell, this is this new record of Nora Martin and Anna Stewart.
I'm so sure I love you. Oh, maybe you love me too. I'm so sure that I need you. I'm not sure. Thank you. I can fix my pipe like a kid. Wait till I get it between my teeth the way Bing does it.
That's it.
And I hope it don't slip out while I'm putting my teeth back in. Oh, there's Sam the bootblack. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Tanner.
Give me the usual, Sam.
Yes, sir.
There you are, Mr. Tanner. All black and shiny.
Now hand me that comb and I'll part it in the middle. Just a shave your haircut.
Tanner, this haircut's gonna be pretty messy. Have you been touching up your hair with black shoe polish again?
Yeah, yeah, why?
I don't know whether to comb it or lace it.
Just cut it, that's all. I'm up for a part in the pit. I want to look my best.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, how are you?
Hiya, Harry. Come in for helper?
No. No, my wife is at the beauty parlor next door with the baby. He's going to have his kitchen table tomorrow.
Oh, good. We'll have him give the baby a facial. All over. Come on, Harry. I want to see Eddie Canterbonzel Jr.
Hello, little fella.
Tell me something, baby. What are you trying to say with that blue, blue? What are you trying to say with the blue? Studios about the picture.
Yeah.
Wait for my next picture. I'll show all those Crosby fans who has the talent.
Yeah, well, look, Eddie, now, it's not just talent.
No?
It's like I told you, it's appearance. You've got to admit that Crosby looks a little younger than you.
Well, let me tell you something, Harry Bonzel. I'm plenty young. In fact, the Army called me back again last week.
Well, then how come you're not in?
I failed the physical. I couldn't lift that guy from the Montgomery Ward.
Stop with nonsense and be happy about it. You know, when you get right down to it, men have more jealousy in them than women.
That I don't believe.
Oh, I can prove it to you. Look how you're acting. Women don't act like that. Now, suppose one woman doesn't have nice hands, and another woman has lovely, soft, smooth hands. The woman whose hands aren't nice doesn't get jealous.
She doesn't get jealous?
No. She gets too gay.
Well, heavens to Bristol Myers, do tell.
I will. She gets touché, for touché is the beforehand lotion that can really help her hair. Help them keep softer, smoother, and lovely. That's because touché is based on a different idea than other hand lotions. You smooth the little touché on your hands before you put them in hot soap or water. And touché's beforehand protection actually helps guard your hands from the rough, drying effects of that hot soapy water. And so helps keep your hands softer, smoother. So any woman who wants to help keep her hands lovelier should begin today to use touché.
Gee, Harry, it's nice of you to pace up and down the sidewalk with me at a time like this.
Maybe I'm nervous too. I suppose RKO turns you down now and buys coffee for their new
kids. Well, how could they? Look, I'm all fixed up. Got a pipe and a sport jacket. Everything like Crosby, but one thing. When my man shows up, I'll have that.
One thing? What one?
A boo-boo-boo-boo of Crosby. If I could only duplicate that. How do you boo?
How do you boo?
Thank Gordon, the man, Russell. Russell,
hey?
Where have you been? I sent you to find out the name of Bing Crosby's singing teacher.
I got it, Crosby, boy.
Who? Who is it?
His name is Arthur Leiter.
Never heard of him. Who is Arthur Leiter?
That's an apple. Call that way.
Oh, you're joking.
Merciful. Kevin, I am Bing Crosby's teacher.
You? You are. Who do you teach besides Bing?
I am teaching Harry Lamar. I go to the house every day for a lesson.
Harry Lamar doesn't sing. What are you teaching him? Tell me, Russell, what other pupils have you?
Nora Martin, $5 a song. Jackie Grable, $9 a song. Dorothy Lamour, $20 a song.
A song is a South Sea Tiger.
That covers everything.
Who taught you music?
Rimsky Korsakov.
Rimsky Korsakov has been dead for 50
years. No wonder he didn't send me out there.
I don't see Korsakov's son. Come, let me teach you, Russell.
The bee.
The bee? What else?
Nothing with the bee. I tried the bee so much, I broke out of the hive.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, honey.
Wait. Before I lose my temper.
Not before I give you a voice check. First, I'd like to hear you register
behind
walls.
All right, I'll do it.
Now register alone now.
Oh,
now register with the kennel club.
You can't wait. You're not a
music teacher? Mind you, I'll prove it. I wrote the book on Sunday. I will give you a blinky.
All right, give me a prison.
Take one.
There one was a junior named Grove. Could hold a 5 minute note, a 5 minute note, one note. It could hold for 5 minutes, one note.
From the beginning.
I like it. I like it.
Start from the beginning.
I love to see it. Half an hour to do.
No. You got a half an hour already.
Good enough for me. There once was a singer named Grove. He could hold for 5 minutes to one note. He sang something great until he was dead. The lady got stuck in his throat.
Oh, come on.
I go and see Mr. Turner. I know how to handle these producers.
Good morning, Harry. I'm Mr. Grant.
And
oh, Mr. Turner. Pardon me, Mr. Johnson. I thought you were Sarah's dad. Here, have a cigar.
Thanks.
What? Well, Mr. Turner, we're making a second picture, and I thought, here, have another cigar.
Now, the second picture, I understand you need a comedian who can sing.
Well, that's what we have. Well, you know, Mr. Turner, my voice. Here, have another cigar. Take a hand.
Go ahead.
Last year. What did you think of it?
Well,
here, have my whiskey. Go ahead. Oh, thanks. How about that ticket last year?
Well, very right.
Here, give him.
Go ahead. Come on. My whiskey, and I'll mix that.
A corner. Here, have one of these.
Thank you, right on.
I can show whiskey.
I don't care who can stand on your head.
And I co-star in the picture with him.
Oh, we have a co-star.
The only man being called in the group.
Yes, it is.
Oh, mercy, Lawrence.
The public.
Yes, said the press. Drop, 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 let my oxygen. Oh, oh, he has me licked, I confess. Boat, 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 went to boulder. Try, 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 it's a thing. Your feet get all the awards and who can't make a scenario free. We live in the East, in Beverly, and hope we make a scene, why I often sing. He asked my name and moved to work, and though I told him that he always called me jerk. Clang, clang, clang goes his money. Up, up, up goes his fame. On, on, on goes his future. And with all of his joy, he has even got voice by the score. Well, at least he's got more. He can even have more to the force. And it makes a song because
friends, there's a battle raging in hell tonight. It will go on long after the war in Europe and the Pacific has ended. The whole, as insidious and deadly as the Nazis and Jack, is Vincent Apple. The fighters are our servants, the little brothers and sisters of those lads who face the enemy overseas. The wisest generals are those who hold the lives of their soldiers dear. Let us be wise at home too. For with all our youth, in and out of uniforms, we will have to put the world together again when the war is won. So let's help to make the sick strong. A fever, sick. We send bombs for battle to action over there. Let's send dimes for defeat to paralysis over here. Yes, a dime can do it. Your dime rubbing shoulders with my dime and our neighbor's dime. Let's send those little round soldiers of salvation into that big parade. The march of dimes. Pending tonight to President Roosevelt, the White House, Washington, D.C. I hope you come. The time you can spare to show our ships how deeply we care. I'm telling you, just how I feel. I know you feel. That may be. Be sure to listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen. And in the meantime, don't forget the two colors to make our Wednesday together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Tuesday be beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Tuesday. This is Eddie Cannon saying good night, everybody.
Boys, the thing about tonight's program is impersonated by Jeffrey Duncan.
It's just my final way, ladies and gentlemen, of reminding you that tolls are insurance bills. But the point I want to make is, if you or any member of your family has a toll, help yourself with some fast relief from those annoying toll symptoms with Minute Modern Chest Drug. It's really great. You've got to get a Minute Drug on your back and chest, and in a minute, mind you, you're going to feel a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Drug begins to go to work. At the very same time, Minute Drug's menthol doses begin to relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. Yes, it takes just a minute to begin to feel Minute Drug's welcome relief. So why not get it, sir? You find Minute Drug is greaseless, stainless, disappears like vanishing cream for a door on your bed. Just ask for Minute Drug. Modern Chest Drug. This is the National Broadcasting Company. J.F.I. Los Angeles, where G. Anthony is going to transcribe.